Well, long before Twitter, before the web, blogs, even TV, the Martians invaded the tiny town of Concrete, Washington. When Orson Welles' famous radio drama, War of the Worlds, broadcast in 1938, it terrified a nation. So many people thought it was real.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
Now, in Concrete, Washington, during this radio drama, just as the Martians attacked the Earth, the power went out and the town panicked. All really happened. Now, that moment in history is getting new life in a comic book created by Seattle writer Mitch Cook. Mitch joins us in the Como studios. Mitch, this is a comic book, but that scare in Concrete was so real.
Yeah, very real, very tangible.
And you know, when you think about that, what kind of stories are you telling in this comic book?
All the little stories, you know. It was not everybody freaked out. I mean, it's sort of a microcosm of what really happened across the country, because not everybody was listening. A lot of people were. Some people freaked out. Some people didn't. Some people knew it was radio. Some people didn't. I mean, it was... I learned a lot of when I researched this. Just so many different things happened, and some of the little tiny stories are the ones that are the wackiest.
That's so great. I mean, so you've put this all together in a graphic novel or comic book form. Have you pitched it to publishers?
I just got back from pitching. It's my first time I've ever tried this, and it was at the Emerald City Comic Con.
Yeah?
And I managed to give away two of them. One of them to a comic publisher I don't think is ever going to look at it, but another one, which is Fantagraphics. They're local, and a lot of people around here know them for their cult comics, you know, the underground comic movement that happened back in the 90s, and they've been doing it ever since. No wizards, no superheroes, no vampire love.
No zombies.
Very no zombies.
Do you think comic book is the best medium for something like this?
I think it's a very good medium for something like this, because you can really you can get really detailed. It's not like quite like a book, which was, you know, visuals. So you can get some nice visuals, and you can really set a tone that you can't normally from a book or in TV shows. It's very expensive. I mean, recreating all of the stormy nights and things like that, it's just a lot of money. So this is a good way to do it, I think.
During your research, what happened in Concrete way back when? Any favorite story that stands out?
My absolute favorite story was the very beginning of the comic book, which is as things were already happening. Let me go back in time later. But there's a couple who are driving like bat out of hell out of town because they know that the Martians are coming and they have the money, but they're freaked out and they don't want to die before they've been absolved of their sins. So they are on their way to Bellingham. To meet a priest.
Wow.
Because the Martians are going to kill everybody. Well, they stop at a gas station to get gas on the way because, you know, I have enough gas, and they don't pay the guy. They just say, are you kidding? We're going to die.
Oh my word.
That's my favorite story.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They had
That's
to be so embarrassed when it was all
yeah.
over with. I feel bad for everybody. I'm not mocking anybody.
Sure.
That's the other thing. I got to tell anybody in Concrete. You know, there's no mocking. This is a horrible thing that happened, and your lights went out.
Uh-huh.
So they missed the disclosure.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah. What an interesting topic. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you.
That's Mitch Cook, the story about
wow.
Concrete Martians. Thanks, man.